Here are two topics that don't appear in many science fiction movies, the healthcare overhaul and the consumer credit system. Mia Mask has our review of Repo Men.
In the not-so-distant future, expensive artificial organ transplants have been privatized by an evil corporate empire known as the Union. Sure, healthcare costs have skyrocketed, but the Union ensures that anybody can have the transplant they need as long as they sign a credit agreement and accept the APR financing terms.
I understand you have concerns. Affordability. It's only natural. First of all, let me just reassure you that our credit department will find a plan that fits your lifestyle. And should you fall behind, there is a 3-month grace period.
Beyond the grace period, you're in trouble. The Union will send bounty hunters to sneak into your home, stun gun you unconscious, and rip the Union organs right out of your body.
You're joking me, right,
Jake?
That's Forrest Whitaker as Jake and Jude Law as Remy, two competitive bad boy organ bounty hunters. These ex-Marines have been best friends since the fourth grade. Now they don't think twice about working for the Union. They're living the American dream by carrying out other people's worst nightmare. Technology has improved our options. The days when sick people have to linger and wait for transplants or suffer organ rejection are long gone. But they've been replaced with loan sharks on steroids, preying on defaulters who are gutted like fish. If Repo Men sounds like a metaphor for healthcare, it is. But the movie also evokes the government's struggle to regulate the financial system. Given today's unemployment rate, home equity loan crisis, collapse in consumer credit, and health insurance company scams, come on, it's no wonder American families are struggling. We've all signed up for credit cards we shouldn't have, or made the mistake of sending in minimum monthly payments. Director Miguel Sapochnik is taking the theme of living beyond our means to its sci-fi conclusion. His film does a decent job of indicting our culture of irresponsibility. Repo Men plays like a cautionary tale from the Center for Responsible Lending.
Mia Mask teaches film at Vassar College. She is the author of Divas on Screen. This is Morning Edition from NPR News, directed by Van Williamson and Leah Scarpelli, and produced by Vince Pearson, Nicole Beemsterboer, Selena Simmons-Duffin, Eamon Malone, Joanna Stein, and Lindsay Totti.
With Ben Berkman and Melissa Yeager-Miller here at NPR West, Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh.
You can reach us on Twitter at Morning Edition. You can also follow Steve Inskeep in Pakistan at NPR Inskeep. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.